This is the News in Brief from the United Nations. The UN Human Rights Council debated a call on Friday for the immediate release of Myanmar's democratically elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, along with other senior officials, in a special session at the Geneva-based Council, which is the preeminent forum for international rights issues. The United Kingdom and European Union presented a draft resolution condemning last week's military takeover. The draft text urges the lifting of restrictions on the internet and unimpeded humanitarian access. Here's Nada Al-Nashif, Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Let us be clear. The indiscriminate use of lethal or less than lethal weapons against peaceful protesters is unacceptable. More violence against Myanmar's people will only compound the illegitimacy of the coup and the culpability of its leaders.
Special Rapporteur on the human rights situation in Myanmar, Thomas Andrews, also urged the international community not to recognise the country's military leaders. Arbitrary detentions and intimidation are increasing, the independent rights expert continued, adding that political leaders were targets, as well as community and civil society leaders. Myanmar's ambassador, Myint Thu, responded by underscoring his country's commitment to democratic values and justified the military's intervention as necessary. A constellation of sometimes debilitating symptoms among people who've recovered from COVID-19 is set to impact on global health systems. That's the message from the World Health Organization, WHO, on Friday, which said that post-COVID-19 condition can occur after the acute illness has passed. Symptoms include neurological and physical problems, and these have prevented sufferers from returning to work, occurring up to 6 months after the initial recovery period, said Dr. Janet Diaz, head of healthcare readiness at the UN agency. Although comprehensive data is not yet available, Dr. Diaz insisted that these symptoms were real.
We are concerned, obviously, with the numbers of patients infected with SARS-CoV-2 virus, that the numbers, even if it's, we don't know how common it is or how uncommon it is, but the numbers, just by the magnitude of the pandemic, will impact health systems.
Dr. Diaz added that the condition has also been reported among people who had not been hospitalized for acute infection after the acute illness had passed. Acute malnutrition now threatens half of children under 5 in Yemen in 2021, and 400,000 could die if they do not receive treatment urgently, UN humanitarians have warned. According to four UN agencies, nearly 2.3 million youngsters are likely to suffer acute malnutrition this year throughout the country, which has been at war for 6 years. In their latest report on the crisis, the humanitarians warned that malnutrition damages a child's physical and mental development, especially during the first 2 years of life. It is largely irreversible, perpetuating illness, poverty and inequality, added the Food and Agriculture Organization, the UN Children's Fund, the World Food Programme and the World Health Organization. Preventing malnutrition and addressing its devastating impact starts with good maternal health, yet around 1.2 million pregnant or breastfeeding women in Yemen are projected to be acutely malnourished in 2021, according to latest UN data. Daniel Johnson, UN News.